Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
Hello, hope you're well. It's Bloke Talk at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Now, I say this every time because increasingly it comes to my attention that you might be listening to this at some part of the weekend, and if you are, hope your weekend is going well. Increasingly, though, a lot of people listen to this via a thing called a podcast, which I'm learning about on a almost weekly basis. So if you're listening to this because you've downloaded it onto your iPod, thank you, and I hope you're enjoying this, whatever your activity is doing. If you're doing a bit of the ironing, doing a bit of the dog walking or whatever, must say over the week, thank you to, I think it's Craig Lucas, who listens via the podcast, also Rory, who listens via the podcast, and a fella called Jay, who listens via the podcast. At least I think they do. Anyway, during the week, they all send me messages about Bloke Talk, saying they like Bloke Talk with added bird. So there you are, Tobes. It's excellent. Good news all around.
Of course,
so,
no bird today.
Well, no bird. And this is a bit of a problem because we don't know where the bird's gone.
She's just not turned up.
She's not arrived, which is quite typical of a woman, because I don't mean to be rude about this, but I will be. Females' timekeeping is not good, is it?
I can't really say that because I'm not terrible as well. My wife says, bad.
You are quite poor. My wife will say, like, I'll just be 10 minutes and it will be at least 25. And I wouldn't mind, but the reason that blokes get, and I have a theory about this, is one of the major causes for arguments in a relationship, okay? Because the man will get ready. If you've got to go out for an evening, okay, the man can be ready in about 15 minutes.
Oh, I can do that.
Shirt on, maybe a suit jacket, maybe your jeans, you know, teeth brush, bit of aftershave, do the gel in the hair or coat. Home or whatever, out the door, sitting behind the wheel of the car. Well, I've got not much left to comb, really, but sitting behind the wheel of the car. And what the men do is they sit there tapping away on the steering wheel, which is really irritating. Women, you see, can't get the kind of the duration right. So they'll go, I'll just be 10 minutes, but 10 minutes means 25 minutes. And if they could actually be a bit, either one, a bit more honest, or two, judge time effectively, you wouldn't have the argument you do between a man and a woman, because a lot of it is all based around, oh, come on, for goodness sake, well, don't you start at me.
I tell you what, young lady I was seeing not that long ago used to say, I'm leaving in 10 minutes at sort of 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And genuinely, there was once when she said that to me, and she hadn't then left by 11:30.
Really?
Yes.
Blimey.
I gave up.
Yeah. Is timekeeping important to you?
I'm getting better.
Yeah.
What I can do is if there's something I need to be there on time for and it's vitally important, I can do it.
Yeah.
If it's just, meet me at the pub at 8 o'clock, I tend to be there at 8:30.
That's not important, is it? So you make the effort for the things that you know that if you're not there on time, other people are going to be upset about.
Yeah.
But strolling into the boozer half an hour later, no one cares because I've got a drink in their hand and someone else to talk to.
Hopefully.
So we don't know where Laura is. Laura is a new addition. Well, both, Toby's been on Bloke Talk before. Laura's a kind of new addition. We thought we'd play around with it a little bit on the basis is that a lot of men, you know, it's quite useful to get the female insight into stuff. And the example I keep giving, and I think it's a good one, is that men, you know, they're kind of like when their girlfriends or wives go out of the room or go out for the evening, they'll always have a bit of a look at, you know, More magazine or Cosmopolitan, just to get a bit of an insight as to what goes on in the female mind. So what we thought we would do, we'd get you in because you're a young thrusting buck, and we'd also get Laura in, who acts as like the female, I was going to say the voice of reason.
Of course, the difference between More magazine is that if she's left it on the floor, it remains there, whereas we can't necessarily trust this woman, it would appear.
No.
She's not here. Where is she?
I don't know. So it's Bloke Talk this week, possibly with no Laura whatsoever.
She's probably washing her hair.
You know, she might stagger in going, oh, I forgot it was being, you know, it's been done and like I've been doing something else. So that's where we are at the moment. It's this week and it's Bloke Talk. I'm Duncan, he's Toby, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Thank you, by the way. I mentioned a few people who I know listen via podcast and sent me emails during the week. If you want to just, you know, maybe suggest some topics for Bloke Talk, bit of feedback, you know, we're up for that, aren't we?
So
you can do that. It tends to happen, actually, via Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
You get people responding to you via Facebook?
They do. People have put some things on my wall on Facebook saying I like Bloke Talk. Or what they do is they tend to text me during the week. So it doesn't matter. You can text us any time of the day or night. 61025 is the text number here at City Talk. Start your message with the word talk. Leave a space. Text will cost you 25 pence plus your normal sending charges. That's illegal stuff. Emails come into Duncan at citytalk.fm or go to Facebook and type in me, Duncan Barks, B-A-R-K-E-S.
We should have a Bloke Talk Facebook
page. Well, do you think so? I mean, I don't know. You can have too many of these things.
I don't know. Well, there's a Duncan Barks Appreciation Society. Why
not
can't
set
there
up
be...
by me.
No, I know. But why can't there be a Bloke Talk Appreciation Society?
Well, do you want to set one up?
No, I'd like a listener to set it up.
You want a listener to set one up?
I don't want to set up an appreciation society about myself or something that I'm involved in. That's a little big-headed, I'd
say. All right, well, throw this out there. If you listen to Bloke Talk and you want to be responsible for a Bloke Talk Facebook page, then that'll be great. And what we can do is we can point people towards there. And I don't know, maybe if it gets up to like 50 or 100 members, we can reward them somehow. Don't know how, we can do something.
Make a little song.
We could create the Bloke Talk Hall of Fame, couldn't we?
That would be good.
We could do that. Yeah, or maybe
the
just occasionally
Bloke Talk listeners.
Just randomly phone them up when we're doing this show. Anyway, that's by the by. So we're waiting for Laura to turn up, but it's not all good news this week. Because whilst I mentioned there's been some very good feedback and very encouraging feedback from people, we've had a letter of complaint.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm in two minds about this. Jonathan, who produces this show, really in the future... Heather, you should be sending your letters of complaint to him, because he is the producer. But what is interesting is this lady...
I recognise the name Heather. Have I heard it before?
I don't know. Have I mentioned it on previous shows?
Is this the same person that's...
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm interested in this, because the beauty of this kind of radio show and this kind of radio station is it's a talk station, OK? It's all about ideas, isn't it? And opinions.
Absolutely.
And people.
We are the voice of Liverpool.
And stories and real life. And I wouldn't normally dwell too much on this, but I'm fascinated by this for two reasons. One, the lady has taken the time to write a letter. Do you know how rare that is in this day and age?
True.
You work here as a journalist, okay?
Yes.
The majority of the communication that comes into the newsroom here is now electronic, isn't it?
Email or telephone.
Yeah, it's email or telephone. You know, and when I got this letter, I was actually... Because here, the system, how it works at City Talk is, we all have these little metal kind of like cupboards, containers, with a little slit in, and that's where your post goes. It goes in there. And I rarely get anything in there, because I'm not big and important. So, like, Pete Price gets loads of fan mail, okay? Ditto, Dean Sullivan, loads of fan mail, and loads of invites to art gallery openings and kind of stuff like that. You know, Phil Easton, a legend in this area, gets a lot of correspondence. Kim Hughes, everyone wants pictures of her. All right, I get nothing. Nothing at all.
Why don't get invites to Curry House openings?
No, sadly not. So if anyone's listening, please oblige. But so when this appeared, this letter, I got quite excited about it, right? And
then it was a letter of complaint.
But I would just like to thank this lady because she's taken the time, the trouble, and the consideration to put pen to paper.
Of course, if she's complaining, it's good, isn't it?
Letter.
It's good.
It's a letter,
and that's
Toby.
Not a printed email, is it?
When was the last time you wrote a letter?
Oh, a long time ago. We talked about writing letters last time.
Yeah,
but
when was the last time? Yeah, I know, but when was the last time you wrote a letter?
I genuinely can't remember.
Yeah.
It's that long.
And you've gone past that stage now that your parents won't make you write thank you notes after your birthday.
No, I do it automatically by email.
You see, that's not the same. Anyway, so this lady
though, there's no point thanking her for her letter because if she's complaining, she's not going to be listening, is she?
Ah, well, this is where you're wrong.
Because, how did she listen?
Yeah, I've got a critique here on last week's show. I've never had this from any person who's I've ever worked for at a radio station. They only call you in and go, you said this, don't say it again, out you go. Or they go, we've had this complaint, it's been investigated, if it gets upheld, that's it. Right? This is a critique. This quote stuff, this woman can talk about your sex life.
What?
So, all I'm going to say, and I'm not going to repeat her her last name, Heather, thank you very much for your letter. She lives in St Helens. Okay.
Is she interested in my sex life?
I'm not in that way, Toby.
Is she a young lady? No.
She's not really that interested at all.
Oh.
In fact, she says, I wait for the day when sex is treated as it should be, as the union between soulmates and not as a pastime between people with no standards.
She's definitely not
So just button it.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for your letter. I was going to write back, okay, because you did take the time to actually put pen to paper. But the fact is you probably worked out, because you don't like the kind of broadcasting I do. I'm not very intelligent and I can't write. So all I can say is thank you for your letter. Your points have been noted. And what I fail to understand, and I'm looking forward to next week's letter, Heather from St Helens.
She doesn't have a television.
No,
so that's why she's listening to us. There's nothing else to do.
Well, this is the point is, you know, it is one of these things. If you had a hot plate, okay, in the kitchen, okay, red hot, okay, and you can see the smoke coming off it, it's that red hot.
Right.
Okay. You know when you put your finger on it, it's gonna burn. Yeah?
Yes.
This is basic psychology. Stay with me on this. So If you keep putting your finger on it, okay, you keep going to get your finger burnt. So what do? To stop your finger getting burnt?
Take it away.
Exactly. So why carry on listening to a radio show that you don't like?
Well, she's presumably not. She tried us out for the first time.
No, this is not. This is like the ninth letter to this place. You know, this lady has quoted it ad nauseum, exactly what we did on last week's show. So, you know, Heather...
So not only did she listen and not like it, she listened to the whole thing and didn't like it.
You know. So there you are. I hope I've done your letter of complaint justice. We've talked about it. I thank you for your letter. Maybe you could just do me the satisfaction so psychologically I can try and understand why you continue to listen to a radio program that clearly is not to your taste or satisfaction.
Does she not like the addition of a female to Bloke Talk?
She doesn't talk about that. She just thinks it's a very low standard of broadcasting. And I've got this beer in my body because I believe, you know, broadcasting should be real. And there's nothing more real than three people in the studio talking about stuff.
Having a chat.
So in the future, Heather in St. Helens, I've never been there yet, I must put that on my list of places to visit. You need to address your letter of complaint to Jonathan Dean. He is the producer of this show, Kerr's City Talk, Big Tower, Liverpool. So there you are. Right, so thank you for that. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's Bloke Talk. It's Duncan, that's me, and Toby is here as well. Laura, the woman with the... someone described her as the husky minx.
Mm.
On Facebook recently, the husky minx, they call her. Do you think she's a husky minx?
She's definitely got a sexy voice.
Yeah. Do you think we should set up a chat line or something, make a few quid?
They'd love her.
They'd love her.
Absolutely love her.
Do you think so?
I wonder if she's dirty enough for
enough. So we're waiting for Laura to arrive. Have you had a good week since we last spoke? What have you been doing?
I've had an okay week. I haven't really done anything that's been that memorable this week. I went out...
How's your flat?
The flat's okay, actually. Yeah. I've had a builder in.
Have you?
To sort of basically...
Polish?
A joiner, in fact. Oh. No, a Scouse joiner.
Brilliant.
To build me.
Yeah.
Well, instead of cupboards, I've got a sort of walk-in area, which I'm having some shelves and a rail
bedroom.
Put up just off my bedroom
This is turning into an episode of Sex in the City. All these women are walking cupboards
it's not
where
that
their
much.
Shoes are.
No, it's
What's
not that
with
big.
You? What have you bought?
I've just bought a nice flat. I've said to you, I've invited you over.
We're going to
do Bloke Talk there one day.
We're going to take Bloke Talk. We're going to do lots of things, actually, because I spoke to some bloke here, a little like Mr. Spock, and I said, look, what I want to do, right... No, I mean, he's kind of scientific. I said, well, I want to take Bloke Talk out, and we want to record it in different places.
Bloke Talk on the road.
And he got really excited about this. He showed me this big suitcase, and he opened it up, and there had loads of buttons and knobs and flexes in it. And I went, is that what I need? And he went, yeah. And I told Jonathan, who produces the show, and Jonathan, that's great. So we can come to your flat, and we can do it from there.
When are we doing it?
I haven't decided yet. But I want to say, if we're going to do it in one place, I think we should just go out and about. Do you know what I quite like the idea of doing? I like the idea of recording Bloke Talk on the Mersey Ferry.
That's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
That's a brilliant idea.
We can sit there on the old poop deck.
I think it's a
brilliant. Have an ice cream.
Do you know, I've been here in this city now
for nine months.
I've not been on the Mersey Ferry.
I've been in the city since December and neither have I to my eternal
And
shame.
You live on the Wirral.
Well, I do. Yeah.
You could come to work on it.
I haven't worked out where to go on that side of the water to come back over. But I think we could do it. We should do maybe one in four we should go out and about. So we could do your flat.
Yeah.
We could do the Mersey Ferry. I like that. I quite like the idea of doing it from the lighthouse in New Brighton. But
I think
it's a bit hard.
Laura would like to do it in IKEA.
We could do one from IKEA.
She'd love that.
We could get on the old M62 down to Warrington.
Yeah.
Do it from IKEA. So we can do that, Tobes.
A pub. About time we did it in a pub.
Yeah, I'm talking to a couple of people about it. You know, the problem is, if you noticed this week, I've not brought any alcohol in. Not that we had beer in here. If you're the chairman of this radio station, it was Vimto, but we are dry this week.
We are
on Bloke Talk. And my concern would be if we actually took it to a pub, then by the time we actually plugged in the microphones and turned on the record machine,
it
could get quite messy.
We just have to agree that we go in there and start immediately.
Yeah. So
we could open the show with our first order.
We could do. Tell me about your Scouse joiner. What's his name?
His name is Alan. He sounds like a very nice man.
Yeah.
And basically,
chippy.
he's come in and... Sorry?
He's a chippy. This is the difference between you and I. No, I've been around the block several times. Because increasingly people say to me, is Toby posh? And I'm saying, no, he's just got a certain outlook on life. You call him a joiner, he's a chippy.
Chippy's someone that sells chips.
No. A chippy is... God grief. A sparky is an electrician. Right.
Right.
Chippy is a bloke who will make you things out of wood. He's a chippy.
Right.
Did you fill out 118-118-0? Good man. Now, hello. I am looking for a joiner somewhere in the Merseyside.
I think you'll find if you look at the back of the Liverpool Echo, under joinery, not under chippies.
It should be chippy.
It comes up with lots of men.
I don't know. Maybe it could be. Is that a southern thing, chippy, isn't it? Or maybe it is.
Well, I'm a southerner as well. You'd expect me to know it.
So, Alan.
Alan seems like a nice guy. He's a staunch Liverpool supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came up with
how quickly into the conversation did he tell you that?
I actually found out because we initially met him while my parents were up here.
Right.
And they told me.
Where did you meet him?
We phoned him up from the back of the Echo.
Yeah.
And said, can you come over and give us a quote and some ideas?
And he came round. And how quickly into the visit did he tell you he was a Red?
Fairly quickly.
This is what I find fascinating about this city.
But they're all interested in football, aren't they?
Well, everyone's. Well, but this is just great because it's like in Ireland. If you ever go to Southern Ireland, people want to know where you come from. That is the kind of they want to get to the nub of it. Where do you come from? You know, you're not from around these parts. Where do you come from? In this city, within literally 30 seconds, they've got to work out,
are you red, blue, or white?
Don't forget the Mighty Whites, Tranmere Rovers, Prenton
Park. My apologies. I know you're a big fan.
They've just got their own Superland banana as well.
They have indeed, yes.
So, you know, and that's the beauty of this city. It's just kind of literally within seconds. It's kind of like, what are you? We need to know. So how quick into the conversation? 2 minutes?
Pretty quickly. I mean, initially, he met my parents first while I wasn't there. Yeah. So, I reckon within an hour of him being there, I'd had a text from my mum saying, blah, 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 seems very nice, Liverpool fan.
Fantastic.
So within the first hour,
definitely. Even your mum's bought into it as well, she gets it.
She sort of, I think she thinks that all I'm interested in football is which is nearly right.
So this little room you have off your bedroom.
Yes.
What's being built in there?
I'm having some shelves.
Yeah.
To
for your watches?
To put sort of jeans and t-shirts and things on, and to hang things like shirts and trousers and suits on.
Yeah.
And just basically, it's like a little archway at the moment. So instead of having it just open, I've had him make me some little. The best way to describe it is you know a bar in the Wild West that had those saloon swingy doors on? I've had some of them put on.
It's classy, isn't it?
I thought it was good. It's good fun.
Let's just put this into context. You've got a bedroom, okay?
Yes.
How camp is this room going to be? You've got a bedroom. Have you got a double bed in there?
I've got a massive bed in there.
Of course you have.
It.
Mirror on the ceiling?
No.
No. All right. So you've got your big double bed, and then you've got this little bit off, which is like a walk-in wardrobe.
Sort of,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And you put on some saloon doors.
Yeah.
Like you get in the Wild West.
Yeah. When I told a friend of mine about it, he said...
I've got to get Laura's take on this as a female, because I just can't... I mean, any woman who comes back to your bedroom is going to be going, what the hell have I walked into here?
It's manly. You know
so?
It's manly. When I told a friend about this, and all the other sort of little things that I've done to the flat, he said that your flat is just going to be so you. He was like, nothing's really going to work with anything else, because you'll have just gone round shops and gone... I quite like that. I'm going to put it in anyway, whether it goes with everything else or not.
Nothing wrong with that.
I just like it, and so that was why I did it.
Listen, I want to come back in a few moments' time. I want to talk about real men, because there's a survey that's been done. There's a top 20 kind of like list of real blokes. Also, we need to find out where the bird is as well.
Is that according to men or according to women?
No, it's men.
According to men, real men.
Voting for men.
Right.
So we'll do that. You're listening to Bloke Talk. It's the weekend, or it could be some other time if you're listening to this on a podcast, but it's all courtesy of City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Testosterone meets talk. Duncan Barks, Bloke Talk. The Duncan Barks Show. This week with Will Batchelor. You
are a bachelor. Monday morning from 9. We're teetering on the brink of a recession, and everyone's telling you to tighten your belts and live simpler lives. Good. I agree. I think this country would be fitter, cleverer, and healthier than ever after a spell of economic gloom. It'd be like the war. Ask your nan.
Will Batchelor, filling in for Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9. Get in touch with the voice of Liverpool. Phone us.
Local rate on 0151 708 1059.
Text us.
By texting talk, then a space, then your message to 61025.
Text costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
If it's ever going to cost you more, we'll tell you.
Email us via the website
at citytalk.fm.
All right.
tonight to City Talk 105.9.
St John's Beacon, 1 Horton Street, L1, 1RL.
City Talk 105.9.
Not you as well, mate. Congratulations on the new job, Andy.
Everybody's escaping to a better job. citytalkjobs.co.uk.
The LDP Business Week.
What do the current tough economic conditions mean for you and your family? And how are our region's big employers responding to the credit crunch? And how are our smaller firms coping with the slowdown in demand? To get the lowdown on how things are going for our businesses, tune in to the LDP Business Week this and every Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
The LDP Business Week. Sunday morning from 11
on City Talk 105.9.
The voice of Liverpool.
City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
Thank you for downloading this, or indeed tuning in. It is Bloke Talk, City Talk 105.9. I'm Duncan. Toby is here. Laura is still missing. We don't know where she is, but we're fastly coming around to the conclusion. As a lady, her grasp of time
isn't particularly good.
She's just forgotten, hasn't she? Because people know that this show is actually, it's not actually live. They know this because it goes out on a Saturday and a Sunday, and if they heard both of them, they'd realise it would be exactly the same, so they probably twigged. And we don't live in a little white box as an iPod. So, you know, I'm just sitting in this studio and I found this bit of paper. Hi, we're scouting for girls and you're listening to Rick Vaughan. We had him on the show last week, Rick Vaughan. Has Scouting for Girls been in this week then?
They must have done.
Are they in the hit parade at the moment?
The hit parade.
Have they got a song out? Is it on cassette single?
Parade? My mum calls it the hit parade.
Are they in the star chart? Are they in with a bullet? Are they the ones who look for that girl's heart? I miss every heartbeat. Is that the one? Is that the one I keep hearing in the lift
when I
come up the tower?
They have had a couple of pretty famous tracks recently, but...
I didn't think pop groups did that anymore.
I'm not a big fan that I can...
Because we went for a phase, didn't we? And sort of like, you used to listen to the radio and you get, hello, we're Duran Duran, we're in town, we listen to, you know, DLT or something, and kind of, I didn't think anyone did that anymore. It's quite entertaining.
Apparently, Rick Vaughan.
I'm going to start doing that. We should start doing that for Bloke Talk. Whenever interesting blokes come into the City Radio Tower, we should haul them into a studio, and they can sort of like go. I'm just trying to think. Who's been in? Who's
an
interesting man?
I've heard a rumor that there is a very modern man, a very famous music artist at the moment coming in the next week or so.
Hang on a second. Can you just open that lid to that bin there? Just open it. Come on, open it.
Blokey thing to do.
Look at that. Who's coming in?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Well, write it down for me on a bit of paper. Write it down on the top of that. Because we could get the movie. We could start this. Because I quite like the idea. Because we've got all these little jingles. I like the idea of sort of like, you know, I'm Marco Pierre White. I'm a real man. I'll make you one hell of an omelette. And you're listening to Bloke Talk.
That would be
like
brilliant.
That.
But that megastar is apparently coming in next week.
Now, I've got a story about him.
Have you?
Yeah. I've just become... Are you a godparent at all?
No.
Never become a godparent?
Oh, I'm Jewish.
Let's blow that one out of the water.
not like, funnily enough, my dad was once asked to become a godparent to somebody, and it was only at the point of getting to the church that they were like, okay, you know, which church you're a member of or something. He was like, I'm Jewish, and they were like,
oh. Stand away from the font.
I don't think you're really allowed to do this.
Yeah, do you know, for one moment, I just forgot to remember that you were. Anyway, I've got loads of godchildren because my wife keeps saying yes to people. So I went to becoming godparents, not any other reason. And I went to London.
Honestly, I was going to let that go there.
No. I went to those because I saw Jonathan's eyes twitch. I went to London and I went to a christening, and I'm now a proud godparent to Molly, who's three, who's roughly the same age as my little girl, and Maxie, who I can only describe as... Do you remember Captain Caveman?
No.
Captain Caveman was an animation, and he was like this little hairy caveman. He used to run around shouting a lot and waving this big kind of club. This is what my godson is like.
Do
you know, the first time I met him, he tried to bite my leg. Anyway, that's by the by. I mean, there's no discipline. One time I finished with him, he won't know what's hit him. But the point is this. Went to this christening in London, stayed over at this house the night before. Person two doors down is that person. Because it's posh, they live in Holland Park. Elton John's got a house over the road. Oh, never God. There, apparently. This person who you've written down here, two doors down, and I thought, absolute rubbish. I went out on Saturday night to the local Tesco Express to get some beer, because no one drinks beer in Holland Park. It's all Chablis and Chardonnay.
Rah.
All right, so I needed some beer. I got some beer. and kind of like I walk past his gaff because this person who's the mother of the kids who's a godparent for things, that one there. Right, da 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 da. Sunday morning, this is the best bit, he arrived in a taxi at about 8:30 and went into his house just as we were leaving for the christening. Wow.
Do you know what I've also...
But I don't want to... I want more masculine men on bloke talk.
Without naming him, because of what I'm about to say, I've heard he is not the nicest person in the world.
I wouldn't want to speculate. All I know is front door is black and well painted. So there you are. That's all I can tell you.
He can afford to have.
But I like this idea. I like this idea of getting famous blokes from now on, and you can do it because you know everyone who comes in here because I walk through the newsroom.
I notice them.
You can haul them into a studio and go very quickly. Can you read this out? And they can go, "Hello, I'm George Michael." Hello, I'm George Michael. You're listening to Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't
it be great if we got George Michael?
Yeah. Absolutely. And any famous bloke who comes in. So can we do that?
I think we should.
Genius. Anyway, how did we get onto that? I can't remember.
Because of Rick Vaughan's bit of paper that you've just expertly thrown into the bin.
So that's that. Now listen, there's this thing that's come out. It's this top 20 list. And I'm intrigued by this, Toby.
I've actually heard of it.
Yeah, you're going to love this. You're going to have an opinion on every man in this top 20. This has come out. This is in the Telegraph as well.
Oh,
you know, we're not talking tabloid radio. We're talking, you know, if Heather's still listening, which she will be in St. Helens, Heather, it's the Telegraph, okay? You know, they want to shoot people and hang them still. So this is the Telegraph, and it's...
And they definitely don't have TVs.
No. And it's something that's been done for XXX Mints. You know the extra strong mints?
Right, okay.
So that's their promotional sponsorship
plug. How manly
plug. Do you like those?
I'm quite into mint.
We used to play a game at college where we used to do two things. One, how many cream crackers can you eat in a certain amount of time? Yeah. The other was how many donuts can
you
fit in
Did you ever manage more than three cream crackers in a minute?
No, not at all.
Impossible.
The other was donuts. How many donuts can you get in a minute?
Right.
The other was marshmallows.
Yeah, how many can you fit in your mouth?
And then you're going to say chubby bunny. Ever done that?
Yes,
right. And the other one we did was mints. And the idea was how many mints could you eat and then drink a glass of water straight down? Because you get that burning sensation. Yeah. Anyway, XXX Mints have done this survey and they asked 4,000 blokes, okay? And they asked them, now let me get this right, the men they most admired... That was a question, and they voted 4,000 blokes. I've got a list of 20 here, and I'm just trying to think, because some of these things, it's whether or not they're... Because I got a bit outraged about this when I read this, and then I realised that probably the common factor is all of these people are alive, and I think there's got to be a criteria, because otherwise, rightly so, people like Winston Churchill would be in there.
Right, yeah?
Great man, great leader, He's not. So I think it's the top 20 of men that other men admire, but the caveat has got to be, obviously, they're people who are still living and breathing. Any idea who's number one in the top 20? Have you seen this at all today?
No, I didn't know this existed.
Any idea, okay, in the top 20, the number one, the man's man, 2008, August, 4,000 blokes were asked in this poll.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's someone like, bearing in mind his supermodel wife, someone like Nicolas Sarkozy after... is he on there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, go on.
Is he a footballer?
Let me just say, I'll tell you, there is one footballer in here.
Is it David Beckham?
Beckham's in here, yeah. Who, there's an ex-footballer in here. And
is it Gary Lineker?
No, he's not in it. Just for my... Who's...
Is it Vinnie Jones?
No, Vinny's not in it. Go on, you must know. Who do you think most men, you know? Think of what men like. You know, the kind of... What are the attributes, you know? You know, a bit of a laugh.
All action.
Likes a beer. Fast cars. Sarcastic. Outspoken. Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson
is the number one men's man.
Yeah, I can see that.
Can you see that?
I can certainly see that. He is brilliant, isn't he?
I met Clarkson once.
Did you?
Can I tell you my Clarkson story?
Nice lad.
And what I think people like about him is because he seems quite real. Yeah, he seems quite real. And I went to his house in Oxfordshire to interview him to do something.
Is it a posh house?
It was quite a big house. It's got electronic gates. But the best bit was, it was a Top Gear episode. It wasn't even a Top Gear. Did this great TV program about like science and speed and things like that. And he actually bought a Lightning aeroplane. Don't know if you've ever seen it on TV. He bought a Lightning, which is a jet fighter from the 50s. And he had it in his front garden.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's
until
manly.
Oxfordshire County Council said you can't have that because you haven't got planning permission. So I was there for about 3 weeks, but when I went to his house to interview him, the lightning was there in the garden. So you open these gates, and all of a sudden there's this great big 50 silver jet fighter there. So anyway, yeah, nice bloke, and that was it. But very, what's nice about him, what's interesting about him, rather, you know, no different from what you see on TV.
I think we want Jeremy Clarkson saying, I listen to Bloke Talk.
We could try and get him, couldn't we?
He would be the iconic little jingle for us, wouldn't he?
So we got Clarkson, who's number one, and we need to get a view from Laura about this as to whether or not, kind of, you know, because a lot of men like Clarkson. We'll see. A lot of men like Clarkson. You know, they almost, I reckon, want to be like Clarkson. Oh, but do females
dream job, like isn't Clarkson. It? Dream job.
So he's number one. I'm just trying to think who else in here. My God, Jackie Chan?
No.
Now, tell me, what do you know about Jackie Chan?
What do I know? That he does lots of little martial arts and he's tiny. And
he's a little Chinese
kind of a dweeb,
fella.
Yeah.
And he breaks lots of planks of wood when he hits them. Yeah, exactly my take. Jackie Chan is in this. How or why can Jackie Chan be in this?
I
can't work that out. So you got the Chan in there. He's only made it to number 20.
I should think so.
Number 19, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh.
Now, why would you want to be...
Ozzy Osbourne can't even speak.
Exactly. You know, he's riddled with drugs.
Oh.
You know, it proves that kind of lifestyle does you permanent damage. Why would you want to be this kind of bumbling wreck?
He's an idiot, isn't he? He's an absolute idiot. So
Michael Parkinson, 18.
I can sort of see
Silver
that.
Silver Fox, sort of great interviewer.
You'd quite like
cool.
to be when you're older, wouldn't you?
Yeah, or you'd like him to be your dad.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great at Parky with your dad?
I bet he's got some good stories.
Stories, all those cricket matches. Yeah. Likes a nice pint of Yorkshire ale. Anyway, Parky's in there at 18. 17, Jonathan Ross.
Jonathan Ross.
See, I can't see. I don't know why. Why would someone want to be Jonathan Ross?
He's,
you know?
He's funny. He's
all
very
right,
funny.
You know? You kind of know what you're going to get.
He's funny, but he's a bit floppy, isn't he?
Floppy?
Yeah. Like, his hair. I always think his hair is sort of personifies him.
Ian Wright, 16.
I'm not a fan, personally.
You're not? Why not?
He annoys me a bit.
Why does he annoy you?
He just annoys me with his sort of over-enthusiastic, and I feel like he plays up to the cameras all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan. Very good footballer.
Okay, here's one for you. In terms, I'm trying to think, a singer has been around for years. Now, I saw this,
is
and
it
I
a
thought,
Rolling Stone
my God.
Someone?
No, if it was a Rolling Stone, I'd kind of get it. If it was Jagger or Keith Richards, you know, living legend, though quite how, we don't know. You know, you kind of go, brilliant, right? Yeah. Rod Stewart.
Oh, no.
Now,
it's only because he's slept with millions
of women. That's what it is?
Yeah, I think that's all it is.
Because I'm looking around and I'm thinking, you know, because this is pretty much... Rod Stewart is, in fact, the only rock star in this entire top 20 list of blokes that men admire.
That's
now,
ridiculous.
Why, you know, if you're going to put someone in there, you know, where is, as you rightly say, Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
Where is Jagger? Where's Richards? The answer is nowhere. Robert Plant, lead singer with one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Led Zeppelin, okay? And, you know, he's not even in the list.
Are you looking at what I'm looking at?
Yeah, I know.
We've got pictures. Shall we just explain this? We've got a picture, a CCTV camera of just outside the door, and I've just spotted Laura walking in.
Well, about time too, and we're talking.
Right.
We're talking the best part of 40 minutes late.
It's a disgrace.
Right, so Rod Stewart. And then there's some fat bloke here called Chris Moyles. Don't understand that.
Chris Moyles is brilliant.
No, he's
not.
He's an overweight tub of lard.
Oh, he's hilarious.
No, he's got script writers. Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah,
I think he deserves to be in there.
Even though he's a bit little boyish to look at. Yeah.
I mean, Simon Pegg? Hot Fuzz?
Simon Pegg?
No, we don't
no,
rate
I know
him.
Who it is, but no.
Johnny Depp?
I can see that. Johnny Depp's brilliant.
Yeah, you like Johnny Depp?
Brilliant, brilliant actor. Possibly the best actor of his generation, I would
Ricky
say.
Ricky Gervais?
Very funny.
Funny guy, talented guy, never understood the stand-up. No, never understood the stand-up.
I only laughed about once during the
I'm so
DVD.
Glad you said that, because when I say to other people, they go, oh, no, he's a comic genius.
But I did laugh hysterically at that one moment.
Well, because, you know, The Office, superb. Yeah, Extras, superb. Yeah. Stand-up stuff, I think, whoa.
Yeah, no, I completely
whoa,
agree
can't
with
see
that. No, totally.
David Beckham, bit of a no-brainer. He was going to be in there, wasn't he?
He was going to be in there, but I don't agree.
Peter Kay. Now, you see, I like Peter Kay. Phoenix Knights is kind of interesting.
Find him that
I've spoken
funny.
To, what's his name? We've had Neil Fitzmaurice on this show. Yeah. He was someone who, you know, gave birth to Phoenix Knights.
Yeah.
You know, funny guys, but I mean, Peter Kay is just like, well,
yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but Bruce Willis is like this all-action hero, isn't he?
I think it is, but this is where it gets wrong. Jeremy Clarkson, you can kind of understand. Petrol head, you know, likes a pint, likes a laugh, likes a bit of a smoke, sarcastic remarks. Kind of, you see him, he does a TV show that's real. Yeah, Bruce Willis, you got a load of blokes in this country going, oh, yeah, because like, I like Bruce Willis because, you know, he saves a skyscraper from being blown up.
He's old.
And it's like, come on.
No, I think you'd probably quite enjoy going for a pint with Bruce Willis, wouldn't you?
Number five, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, everyone would like to be Indiana Jones, wouldn't they?
Now,
really?
This is what I don't understand. Number four, Alan Sugar.
Oh, no.
Now, you see, I have a problem with Alan Sugar.
No,
I mean, I think he's an entrepreneur.
No.
I think he's a great businessman. But, you know, when I watch him on The Apprentice, he looks like Nookie Bear. He sits there and he swivels around and stuff. And I heard a rumour that he's actually propped up on cushions.
What?
It's not a real man.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hooray!
Then we have... Oh, you've turned up, have
Laura's
you?
Laura's turned up.
Great, thank you.
Nice of you
have
to show
seat.
Up.
For the last 20 minutes. Ray Winstone, number two, and Clarkson, number one. Where have you been? Ow, don't do that.
Sorry.
What? Good grief. This
were you washing your hair?
Yes, I was washing my hair.
Yeah. Well, you know what time this starts, don't you?
Well...
So it's just
I just got held up. I thought, you know, let the blokes talk for a while.
Have you realised that this should be actual bloke talk, then?
Well, it has been actual bloke talking
to
me now.
And, you know, better as well.
Any issues that have arisen, maybe you could ask me about them.
Well, there's quite a few things, actually. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pause and then we're going to come back. Because there is this list of top 20 men that Toby and I have been picking through. It's men voting on other men. It's men's man. The favourite man's men.
How exciting.
So we're going to do that. And also, Toby has had some new structural developments carried out in his flat. He's had some, like, cowboy doors put in.
Oh, my God.
We just got to work out whether or not that means he ever stands a chance of putting someone or actually he's on the road to nowhere.
They're cool.
It is City Talk 105.9. It's Bloke Talk, and we're here at the weekend.
This is Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
Kim Hughes and friends. City Talk 105.9.
Lemmy Topic has been dumped by his cheeky girl fiance, but I don't know which one he was actually with.
They both look the same.
Well, they are twins.
I was literally flipping burgers in McDonald's on Wednesday, and then I was straddling Pierce Brosnan on Friday.
Kim Hughes and friends. Saturday night at 9. City Talk 105.9. Talk to Trisha on City Talk 105.9.
Hi, this is Trisha Goddard, and coming up on this week's show, as the release of Barry George reopens the debate on wrongful imprisonment, we meet the parents of the young Liverpool man still serving time for a crime they say he didn't commit. Welsh businessman Peter Shaw shares his remarkable story of being held hostage in an underground hole by Russian bandits, and we ask, what's it like to be blind? Join me, Trisha Goddard, on this week's show.
Talk to Trisha. Sunday evening at 8 on City Talk 105.9.
The Sullivan Show on City Talk 105.9.
The shake my head in disbelief, I really do. I'm talking about a guy who was found guilty of killing a child, drove over him not once but twice, didn't even bother to get out of the car, didn't bother to report it, oh no, ran off. And when they eventually find him and bring him to court, he gets 300 hours community service. No justification whatsoever.
The Sullivan Show on City Talk 105.9.
The voice of Liverpool.
City Talk 105.9.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it wouldn't be nothing.
Good of you to arrive. Thank you. Where have you been? Anywhere nice? Or was it generally hair washing? Or was you know?
Well, it was actually journalistic business, which I can't disclose.
No,
obviously.
We wouldn't want you to do that, no. Well, it's good of you to turn up. Thank
this
you.
This is your priority.
No, my job as a journalist is my priority.
And quite right, too. Now, things we need to get a female reaction upon here. We got this list of top 20 men. Now, this was other men voting for men. They asked 4,000 blokes. Jeremy Clarkson's top. Can you see that? Do you like Clarkson?
What are they voting on here?
Well, kind of like it's men they admire.
Men they admire.
I thought it was men that were attractive. Then.
No. Well, it couldn't possibly be because, you know, Alan Sugar's in here for a start.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, Clarkson, does the Clarkson factor work for you?
I don't watch
Do you not?
Top Gear.
You don't. That's a shame.
I know that a lot of ladies do this. Yeah. So I'm not going to...
Yeah. Do you not find him sort of masculine?
Yeah,
and
a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
Well, he is masculine, obviously. Yeah.
Would you... Does it not do it for you in that way?
What about Ray Winstone? Do you know Ray Winstone?
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Sexy
cool.
Beast, and he was in Scum, wasn't he?
He was in one of your favourite films, wasn't he?
Which one?
Was he not in Lost in Translation? Was that not him?
I don't think he was in Lost in Translation,
no,
was he?
In Lost in Translation.
I'm just vaguely remembered.
No, I don't think he was in Lost in Translation. No, that was the gorgeous Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Who I would die for.
Right.
And the
Bill
other fella,
Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray. I don't think
yes.
Ray Winston
I'm sure
was in
I
it.
I vaguely remembered the name. Okay, I'm talking rubbish.
Well, you know, I'm sure. By now someone would have phoned up if that was the case. why the Winston thing though? Because he's not a classically good-looking bloke. He's a fella from the East End. Looks like he's been in a few rucks.
There is something quite sexy about him.
See, my wife fancies him so much.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's the kind of bad boy thing, also quite charming as well.
Gordon Ramsay.
A lot of women fancy Gordon Ramsay.
Now, why do you think that is? I have a theory. I think they like the idea of being dominated by Ramsay.
Yeah.
Who would tell them what to do. They like that, I think.
It's a power thing.
It is a power thing, isn't it? Does Ramsay work for you at all?
I don't fancy him personally. No. That's not because he's not good-looking, because he blatantly isn't.
He's got a lot of lines on his face, I've realised. Yeah. I've noticed recently, and I got that billboard just by the old burnt-out church at the top of Bold Street, and I think it's for gins, for Gordon's Gin. And when you look at that, you think, my God, you've got a lot of lines on your face.
Although, having said that, his lines have got less, I think, over the years. Studying sort of Heat magazine and Celebrity magazines.
Yeah. Which you'd never do.
No, I always do that. Yeah. I think his lines have actually got less. So I don't know if he's had Botox.
Oh, wow. Well,
but he's the kind of guy that wouldn't care about his looks anyway.
No.
It's all about his personality.
Well, do you think he is, though? Do you not think that on the side he's probably
I think he's
got that whole, you know, when you watch the beginning of the F word and he walks along and he takes his clothes off and it's quite show-offy about his body and his looks, I think. Yeah. And the hair is always well-styled, isn't it? I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I heard a story that they had it written into his contract that when he was doing the F word that he had to do that at the beginning of every programme to satisfy his gay fan base. Don't know how true it is, but apparently Gordon Ramsay is big with a lot of gay fellas, and I can see that as well, you know, and then he wanted to give something back, so you thought he'd do the opening sequence by showing off his manly torso.
And let's face it as well, it's always nice to have a man that's good in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He can cook for you.
I just want to see something else on here that is worth just getting a female perspective on. Alan Sugar, I think, is one that we'll just gloss over and move on.
I love Alan Sugar.
Why?
In fact, there is something quite sexy about Alan Sugar as well.
No. What is that then? Come on.
Again, it's the power thing, I think.
No.
And he's funny. He's really funny.
Not funny.
Oh, he's got so much charisma.
Nick and Margaret are funny, the two who sit either side of him. Now, they're the power
brokers.
No,
he comes up with so many good one-liners.
Do you think Alan Sugar?
Yeah.
Can't see that.
He reminds me of Nookie Bear when he sits there and he comes and swivels around like that. and as I said earlier, there is also a bit of a speculation that apparently he has his, and there's no crime, but he has his seat kind of like propped up on cushions and bricks because he's a small fella.
Taller. Can't he just have a taller seat, one of the seats, and, you know, the lever underneath?
Or just get a small table.
Or get a smaller table.
But that's interesting, the sugar thing.
Oh, I can't see it at all. He's certainly not a man's man, I don't think.
Yes, of course he is.
No, I wouldn't want to. Oh, he's just... I mean, I...
Do you not think he's manly?
I'm not saying he's not manly, but he's not the sort of person... I'm going along this list and thinking about it in terms of, would I want to be that person? And I would not want to be Alan Sugar.
Well, I think that's a fair criteria, because it's men that other men admire, but you see, you can't... You know, men making that decision will obviously factor in, I wouldn't mind being. They've got to do
exactly.
That. You know, so.
I wouldn't mind being Gordon Ramsay in the slightest.
Yeah.
Or Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
I think probably part of it is their jobs, isn't it? You know, we'd all love to do Jeremy Clarkson's job for a day.
I think
brilliant.
Doesn't Gordon Ramsay swear a bit too much for you though, Tony?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Like,
you know, it's only women. It's only women I have the issue with.
Yeah.
Sexist.
Hang on. Is anything else? I can't really. Ricky Gervais, humour, laugh you into bed, would that work?
I find him very arrogant.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you
what
go
about
for...
number 20?
Well, Jackie Chan. He's on the list.
Well, I can see why men would want to be him.
And Ozzy Osbourne as well. So there you are. And that's some good, thorough journalistic broadcasting, because this appeared in the Telegraph,
Heather.
Ladies and gentlemen. Telegraph. It's a broadsheet. It's very, very posh. Right, it's Bloke Talk, City Talk 105.9. Duncan, Toby and Laura here. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much for downloading. We need to get a perspective on this because I'm fascinated by the decision that Toby has made. And I'm fascinated by this because I see... I'm at a stage in my life now as a man where I will never, unless anything goes drastically, horribly wrong, I'm never going to buy a property and then kind of like kit it out. Okay, it's not going to happen. It's happened. If that was ever going to happen, you know, I've done that. And unless something goes dreadfully wrong, I'm never going to be in that situation again. You know, I'm at the stage of my life now where you buy houses based on how good the local schools are on the Ofsted report. Okay, that's where I am in my life. Okay, I'm not going to get a joiner. If I'm going to get a joiner in, he's going to make a tree house in the back garden. He's not going to be going, right, I'm going to put some shelving in this little annex off the bedroom and some... Well, they're cowboy doors.
Swingy saloon doors.
Now...
Whose idea was that? Was that your idea or did he suggest it to you?
Neither. It was actually originally my mum came up with it and was like, what do you think? And I was like...
Oh, well, now we know it's your mother, we know the answer. Because I reckon, Laura, any self-respecting woman who encounters that is going to be out the door like a flash. She's going to be going, my God, I've pulled some bloke who's got a fetish about cowboys. He thinks he's sleeping in a saloon bar somewhere in the Wild West. I'm not interested. Get me a cow.
Do you think I should
That's
get a horse
I reckon.
No, to like, look over the top of the door?
I've worked it out. It was your mum's suggestion. She knows exactly that's how a female's going to react. She doesn't want you to get married. No mothers want their little boys to get married.
Not?
That's exactly that. I've worked it out psychologically.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Do these doors serve any purpose at all? Are they for privacy?
Well, or... if you
it's
ever
half
wanted
a door.
To...
How can they be
well,
for privacy?
Is it just half a door? It doesn't go all the way up. It's just half a door.
It goes... You'd be able to see, you know, the bottom half of your legs and your head.
Have you got...
If you were the other side of them.
...plans for these doors?
They're
Are you
merely...
Use them in any
they're
kind
basically...
Of way
the reason is...
Have you told... What's the chippy's name? What's his name again?
His name is Alan.
Have you told Alan you want these?
He's put them up.
Did he not stifle a laugh when you went home?
Not in the slightest.
I want to be a cowboy. What, he
no.
just... That was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He even made them for me and everything.
Did he?
Yeah.
Are you going to put a sign up above your bedroom door saying saloon?
Will you find
I
me
think
one?
You should.
I'd like that.
Go the whole hog.
That would be brilliant, just yeah. over the doors.
Yeah, you could
and
get
like
some...
one of those neon signs that's sort yeah. of just running out,
you
saying
could
bar.
Hog. You could get one of those kind of like old cartwheels and put that on.
Yeah, way. Just go the whole hog and you'll never get
it.
Married.
I actually might do it. It'd be great. I think it's a good
just,
idea.
I'm fascinated. When
because
we come round...
These are quirky things about my personality that some woman will love. I'm sure.
Well, I don't know if any woman is going to like it, mate.
Yeah.
You know, I just think your mum's got it bang on the money. It's the ultimate form of contraception.
Oh, God.
It's just yeah, great.
Saloon doors.
They look great, son. They're great.
She
get
can
the,
pay
get,
for them
get
to take
the cowboy tools up, and that's it. And she'll be going, I'll have to worry about it for 10 years. It's superb. We've got the final 10 minutes left of Bloke Talk, and one of the things I wanted to mention, Toby mentioned to me that he went out over the weekend.
Yes.
And you see, I'm quite fascinated about this because I don't go out anymore. I only go out if it's to go to the local pub for a few jars of ale, or I might go out for a meal with the missus, but I don't do those evenings now that start off and one drink leads to 10, that leads to 20, that leads to a nightclub,
that's kind
that
of
might
how
lead
this
to a kebab,
night
to
was,
going
really
back to someone's flat at 5 in the morning, and
yeah.
I've got a bottle of some Greek wine I bought back somewhere, let's go and open it up. I miss those days, but I've been there and I've done that.
It was pretty
much
how
you,
this
one
night
of the,
was.
One of the best ones was involving a Virgin Airways hostess called Bridget. That's just entered my mind. That was fantastic. So let me just talk about... Let me talk... No, well, you know, memories. You've got to hold on to them while they're there. It was great. I went home on the milk float. But let's talk about your recent...
How did you get onto the milk float and them not notice?
Left there, 10 to 6 in the morning. Milk float. Bloke I happen to know drives a milk float. He was going my way. Said, do you want a lift? I said, you could
it would have been quicker for you to walk, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know, but it's fine. But I wanted to talk about your night out, because Toby mentioned that, and I don't really want to broach this, and I'm trying to find a sensitive way of doing it, Laura, but apparently you snore.
I don't remember snoring.
You see, and no,
you were asleep and snoring.
I didn't sleep that night.
You so did. Because
now
there's more than one person. She was. We talked about this before the show, didn't we? We said...
Well, you did.
I said Laura snored, and you said... You said...
Laura snores.
You said that she would deny it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with snoring?
I'm not saying there's any moment.
Well,
I'm just saying
quite
it's quite a funny moment.
Even my wife and even ladies I've been in a previous relationship, and that there are, you know... couple, they always deny snoring. And I find this fascinating because it's women will say, oh, no, it's not me. I don't snore. And it's like, well, you do. I went so far as to want us to record a girlfriend snoring just to prove that
what
it actually happened.
Did she dump you?
She wasn't very happy about it. She said, well, you thought it was worse than me, and she kind of glossed over it. But she didn't like being proved wrong. And I just wanted to make the point that women do snore, and there's nothing. See, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with it. Of course, as human beings, you do snore.
Yes.
And you know, if you put your head back and you've got your mouth open, and you know, that's it. You're going to get the air in. And
was just quite a funny moment. This particular moment was quite funny because myself and somebody else that works here, whose flat we'd gone back to, were just sitting there having a chat, and Laura was sitting on the couch or laying on the couch, and suddenly there was just this noise in the background in the middle of our conversation. That's all. That's the only reason I mentioned it. I'm not suggesting it's a bad thing.
I think it's nice and natural.
Well, I can't defend myself. I don't really care. If I did snore, then that's just what happens.
I think you're right. It doesn't matter.
Are you suggesting that there's something unfeminine about it? Because there's nothing I can do about it.
I don't know. I don't think. I think we're getting a little bit too serious about this. I think it's actually quite endearing, a little snore every now and then. It's nice.
It makes me sound like a
you don't want a full blown kind of. I mean, I'm bad. You know, I'm overweight, and if I sleep in the right, like it is literally like a train's coming through the tunnel. You know, but you know, a little. Excuse me, a female. It's quite nice. Don't you think?
I don't know if it's nice or not nice. But
anyway, what was Toby like? Was he drunk?
I can't remember because I was drunk as well.
What time did you get home? What's the matter?
Late.
What's the matter? That's quite endearing, you know. Your little lady's there. She's tucked up. She rolls over, and you get her kind of like. And it's just kind of. You just want to pat them nicely, because it's not patronising.
It is patronising.
Why is it patronising? It's loving. It's a loving pat. Why is that offensive? You're looking at me with such disdainful eyes. Why is that offensive?
Snoring is just a thing that happens.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be seen as disgusting.
No, one's saying it's disgusting. Oh no! But why shouldn't it be endearing? Why shouldn't we take something, a little personal trait of someone, and actually be quite joyous about it?
But there's nothing you can do about it either way. It's not part of their personality.
But it's beautiful. Why shouldn't we celebrate these things?
Snoring is not really beautiful.
No, I'm being serious. You know, when Mrs. B's there, okay, and it's like 20 to 6 in the morning, you know, the windows are open, there's a bit of a breeze fluttering in, and, you know, all the birds are waking up.
I tell you what, I bet you she doesn't find yours endearing.
No, I know she doesn't.
Not exactly.
You know, and, you know, the birds are waking up, you're going, and it's sort of like you wake up, and all's good with the world, and you think, oh, this is just perfect. And you just kind of like turn your head to go back to sleep for about half an hour, and you just get this kind of like, and you just go, it's nice, little pat, you just go, it's my little wife.
Oh,
you know,
no,
she's there, all is good with the world.
That's so patronising.
Why is it patronising?
You just said my little wife.
Well, she's 4'11", my wife, she's little.
Okay, then.
And I'm married, so she's my wife.
That is fact.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
It was just the way you said it.
But anyway, we're
crossing over the subject of why I fell asleep, and maybe it's because Toby's conversation was boring.
You weren't talking
about
it. I wasn't
even talking to you.
Your belly
sitting
there.
Yeah, exactly.
You?
Your conversation was boring.
I was talking to other people.
What was he talking about?
The party was fun before it was, you know, and then people started to slope off.
Yeah.
And it was just Toby and someone else.
You pass that point, don't you, which is that kind of, you know, it goes from being great and everyone's up for it, and then everyone collectively gets that zap of energy.
Yeah.
And it's like someone's let the air out of good sound effects this week. And like everyone's just kind of like going, oh, and you think, should I walk home? Should I get a cab? Should I have another drink? And you all know, the right thing is to leave, but you just can't be bothered. And then kind of like, well, that's it. You all sit around on the sofa kind of talking about the evening.
I often stay longer than I should.
Do you? Do you not have an off switch?
An off switch?
Yeah.
What's that?
And kind of when you just think, I must go, enough, switch off the party mode.
No.
Not at all.
I don't have that, really.
See, I went through a phase where I used to do that dreadfully. I'd be in a club somewhere and I was like, I've got to go.
Yeah.
And I would just walk off.
Sometimes
I think a lot of men do that.
Yeah, I think sometimes you do get.
They just walk off and decide to walk home on their own.
Yeah.
Whereas a woman will always tell everyone, goodbye, I'm leaving.
Do you know what? You're so right. It's the amount of times I've just kind of like. But it's self-regulating. I've had too much to drink. Do you know what? I need to go.
Yes. You just get a moment, don't you? When you're like, this is it. And sometimes you've even still got some of your drink left and you think, I've got to leave it.
I know. And this is the beauty of this show, because so many men listening to this will be able to relate to it. And I think ladies as well, because they'll be thinking, where the hell's he gone? It's this kind of, it is that kind of self-regulation, I've got to go.
Yeah.
And I know the reason I don't go and tell people I'm off and say goodbye. Do you know why? Because they will try and persuade you to stay.
And also because it takes ages and you actually want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, and I quite like just swaying, you know, on my way home, waving at policemen and just kind of pretending that when I get home that I've got the door key and I can actually get it in the lock.
Do you look forward to getting up to your little wife who's going...
Well, that's it. That's the other beauty. You see, you know, you get home and, you know, there might be a little note saying, sort of like, you know, I went to bed because I was tired or whatever. And you think, oh, does that mean I'm in the doghouse? Because, you know, I've kind of had a bit too much to drink and I said I'd be home at 10:30 and now it's 10 to 1 in the morning. And then it's like, you know, you stumble into the bedroom and you take your clothes off and you cock that up and, you know, you make a bit of rustling noise and it's everyone's been there, you know, and you kind of like dump it in the corner and you think, oh, God, tomorrow morning she's going to wake up and I'm going to get told off. And then she rolls over and she goes... And you kind of go, do you know what? All is right with the world. Good. Life is good.
Still convinced I'd rather she didn't make that noise.
We run out of time. Thank you, Toby. Thank you, Laura. Thank you for your contribution in the last 20 minutes.
That was okay.
We'll be back next week, hopefully. Bloke Talk at the weekend, City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool.